刚说做完，六祖慧能菩萨，嗯，呀，台湾有一个，哎呦，翻译成了四页，啊 ，OK， 好努力啊。
无念无相无住，
无念无相无住啊！原来这是 three one three basic cultivation of meaning 啊 ，his meditation 啊 ，issue 啊 ，direct to the true mind 啊 ，has this three characteristic 啊 ，this is not the three universal characteristic 啊，无念 means no thought 啊。无相，我根本就是
说，
啊 ，no mark 啊 ，correct，no mark，it should be no mark，it's not 相哦，哦 ，your 相 also mark 啊 ，your 相 also mark 啊 ，so this one is different 哦 ，this no mark 啊 ，is not the form 哦 ，do you understand？If you say it's the form， then it's limited。no mark 呢 ，no mark of self cultivating。No mark of living being to be saved. No mark of even the phenomenal Dhamma. So the no mark is way beyond Siang.
Okay.
Siang is most means without what they call without the form, mental form and physical form. Whatever that you perceive one, that one is like Siang. The Mandarin word is very funny. You know. Siang, the meaning I think is very different, not very different. But most of the time, Siang is Ni Wo Siang. Understand? The Ni Wo Siang. That one is also a Siang. You know. So in that sense, it can mean the mark also. The no you, no me, mean no mark of the self, no mark of living being, no mark of even the phenomenal world. But Siang has another meaning. All of form is a Siang.
Siang
or whatever Siang. So anyway, if they use this one to mean no mark, then it's correct. Then Wu Zhu is no reality. So if you start with the no thought, straight away it will take you to the true mind, the silent mind. All cultivation, if you cannot develop the silent mind, that is the thought-based meditation. But when you can develop the silent mind and you understand that this is the mind that can meditate and realize the truth or awaken the truth, then you have reached the cultivation of no thought. Means you understand what the true mind is, and that is only the beginning. And even that type of cultivation, only those who go beyond the sainthood way can only understand this. The sainthood way, they have a glimpse of cessation. And most of them, during that time, there is no thought. There is complete cessation. That glimpse, they don't have the penetrative understanding of what that true mind is. So the same good way is like that day I told you, there are five stages of holy mind development. You know? The first stage is make the vow. Okay?
So
yeah, plant the seed of bodhi to make the vow. Yeah? To just like today you all after you did the Hui Xiang. The last aspiration he helped you to invoke is Sen Sen Si Si. The last one, 行菩萨道。No, there is another word. Continuously, 时时行菩萨道。
是行菩萨道，不是。
No, 生生世世。
生
生世世。生生世世。Then, just now, in Jin Hao say on this one.
时时，
时时。
I thought 四四
Line after line. Then the other one is continuously take the Bodhisattva way. I forgot the Mandarin word.
四四四四 the
like life after life.
Correct, but after that,
是行行行。
No, no, before the say is continuously go for this way.
是常行菩萨道，常行菩萨道。
Always,
always.
So, if you develop that, means with that aspiration, that is only the first stage of body mind development. And you still not sure you can finish the cultivation or whatnot. But this is just an aspiration, a very strong determination, one of understanding. Then you make that aspiration, determination, then you plant the seed of body and you determine to take the vow to go this way. And after that, you start to develop the cultivation. The four basic vow and the three set of pure precepts would be your guide. Then as you cultivate this one, you are actually doing the normal thing of the sacred way. But you do it more extensively by a stage. Instead of following the advice of the Buddha to just avoid all evil, you add in the three set of pure precepts. You not only determine to avoid all evil, you determine to understand what constitutes evil. Then only you can develop the mindfulness to be aware of the evil roots. So this one is a complete cultivation. A lot of people say avoid all evil. So it's at the top level, Dharma level. Yeah, I avoid evil. I don't have greed, I don't have self-will. You say only, the ego mind, egoic mind is still there. Once the egoic mind is there, the greed, the aversion will be there. So greed and hatred is the consequence of self-delusion. So you cannot say you don't have greed, you don't have aversion or hatred, if there is still this self-delusion. So self-delusion will give rise to this two. That's why even at the sainthood stage, after you become a Sotapanna, the first three factors are severe. But sensual desire and ill will is still there. Now you can see what they call the Dhamma aspect. Even as a Sotapanna, the first three are sainthood, your factors of sensual desire and ill will is not even accentuated. You don't have a... It's still there. But at the second stage of sainthood, Sakadagami, you have accentuated it, reduced it to a very large extent, but you are not rooted yet. At the Anagami stage, there will be. So if you go the Bodhisattva way, you are actually cultivating the sainthood way until Arhatship again. Because you can root out greed and hatred. So the first pure precept is the first advisor. It sits here on the picture. So that one, not only avoid all evil, you have to understand what constitutes evil. And you have to cultivate heedfulness as per the advice of the Buddha, so that you can be aware of the evil. If you don't have heedfulness, you cannot be aware, you cannot deal with the problem. Then you have to use the five ways to develop understanding to root out the problem. And to root out is not easy. The first two ways is still thought-based. Think of the direct opposite, wholesome thought, think of the consequence. The third way is the meditative way. Then it assists. Because like I say, you just avoid and silence your mind. And that is the first stage of Huayin, 6 Asians meditative cultivation. Means pointing direct to the first characteristic of no thought. If you can just be aware, then that thought, which is condition arising, like your anger, your fear, your emotion, or whatever, the moment it arises, because you are aware, later on you will come to know they are all dependent originating, not real, impermanent, leading to something, therefore developing. You will come to understand that is because you just silent and aware. Then that emotion, which is a result of the stir reaction of the mind born of wrong view, born of the evil root, they are not there before they arise. The moment they arise is definitely from one of your senses, and due to your wrong view, you react, you stir, then it arises. So this is dependent originating condition arising. When you see that, then you understand. The moment you just aware, this emotion cannot develop further, because there is no more wrong view, there is no more wrong thought. That's why even if you do so-called vipassana, the traditional thought this way, what they teach you is, when there is pain, what you do? They ask you to know. Why do you know? Because they thought by noting, it will go away. And by noting, they thought this is vipassana. But no amount of noting can make it go away. Because the more you know, you verbalize. And the more you verbalize, you cannot have the silent mind to be aware. That this particular emotion, they will still be there. And it will manifest if your mind continue to allow mental energy to go in. Just that sankara, sanya, born of this wrong view will continue to be there. But the moment you understand the essential dhamma as taught by the Buddha, is the real meditation as taught by the Buddha. He just said, away. You read the four foundations of mindfulness, satipatthana. Under vedana, nupassana, so say, when feeling arises, away. When feeling has become pleasant, unpleasant, or neutral, also aware. You don't go and label it. Label means what? When you are aware that there is this pain, which is an aversion, which is a mental hindrance, your feeling is no longer your feeling. It has moved. It means the mind has stirred. Like and dislike has come in. And this is really the essential desire. Part of the evil root. Part of the mental hindrance. That's why no amount of thought-based meditation can allow you to understand and root out all these five hatred. That's the reason why even under citta nupassana is the same. When the consciousness and its content, as this content of consciousness which is greed, you have to be aware. Means this defilement arises, there is lack of right view. Then you have to develop according to what the Buddha teaches. If you just maintain awareness, means you don't allow your mind to stir. I say, when feeling arise, it's just that phenomenon. So what you do? You just let it be. You do not react, stir, and labor, that hindrance ceases to be. When there is no mental hindrance, what happens to you? There is nothing to hinder your mind from entering the meditative state of inner peace, inner calmness. Then what happens? Your sati, which is part of the spiritual faculty you are developing, will take over. That's why when sati takes over, it becomes the silent mind. And that is how you will come to know. By just being aware, the stirring emotion of fear or anger or craving or desire, they will cease to be. Naturally, return to the original state. Because the original state before the stirring, without the wrong thought, is already the silent mind. So you have to meditate until your mind realizes this. Then only that mind develop the understanding not to react, not to stir. Then you already straighten your view. Means you're not like ordinary being already. The reality is not going to come in. Just the ordinary being through delusion, through habitual tendency, through conditioning, constantly react this way. That's why they can never meditate. Whatever you do, thought-based meditation will lead you to all the same type of result. You are not going to be fruits. So, understanding the first mark of training, no thought, is very important. And this no thought comes about through the third way and the fourth way. The fourth way is to develop the wisdom. Then the third way allow you to cease the defilement. Cease the evil roots of greed, hatred, or delusion, or fear, or worry, anxiety. It will come down. But then, you have not traced the origination factor. You only know that this mind can cease. You are just aware. But why it ceases, I don't know. So it's just like every time you go into life, you go back into society after your retreat, you realize you still have anger, you still have hatred, you have not changed. Basically, your human habitual tendency and the evil root, which is not rooted out, they will continue to manifest. That is because you don't have the wisdom, you don't have the understanding, you cannot straighten your view. The moment you see things in the midst of life, then you are not in a conditioned state of calmness, clarity of mind, when you are in a retreat, your mind will stir. That is not rooted out, the defilement are still. So what training teaching and the Buddha teaching is similar, if you understand. Because the Buddha said the fourth way is to trace the origination factor, then retrospectively reverse. Trace the origination factor means you have to inquire, why did the Buddha say that? Then when you inquire, you realize before this fear or anger or emotion arrived, there was none. Then I try to recollect through mindfulness. How did I get angry? How did the fear arise? It's always from one of the senses. That's why under Dhamma Nupassana, you have to develop the six internal sense bases and the six external sense bases. Mindfulness. So mindfulness of the six internal and the six external will allow you to understand upon contact the resulting consciousness. If you don't have right view, you only so manasikara, you will stir. So from all this, you will start to learn that it arises through the sense door activity. Then when sense door activity arises upon contact, the respective sense door consciousness arises. Then like the Buddha said, in the seeing, it's only the seeing consciousness, no one to see. Can you understand? No one to see. Hearing also said, smell said. But without mindfulness, without the ability to be in the state of sati and samadhi in the midst of life, you cannot do. You cannot do anything to the default. That wrong view was used. But the moment you have stability of mindfulness, stability of sati leading to samadhi, then you can see things as they are. Means this thing doesn't stir, doesn't waver. Then whenever it sees something, hears something, smells something, the mind that is within the moment will understand how it stirred. Because initially the consciousness part, before the content of consciousness go in, before the wrong view go in and stir and react, you can be aware that you are just aware. Means there is nobody inside there. No mark of a self. No mark of a calculator. It's just a conscious. In the scene, it's just a seeing conscious. Like our physics, upon contact conscious around, you must have the stability of mind to be with that moment. And you must have the stability of mind to see how the content of consciousness went in through your own view. Then when this one goes in, you will be able to come to a conclusion that because of my wrong view, you know, I perceive things with like and dislike. Or negativity or reality. This is due to my conditioning, my habitual condition. That's the reason why every time when I see something here, I still react. Yeah, I don't have any understanding on it. I don't have any solution to it. Then you have to reflect. That's why the Buddha said, retrospectively, reverse it. If I know this is due to my wrong view, my habitual tendency, that caused me to react and then I have to reflect and condemn it. How can I develop an understanding through strengthening of my view so that I will not react, I will not stop? And that part, I straight away teach to you is because in the past, my nature has calculated this before. When you have the stability of sati and samadhi, you can see it as they are, then you will come to know nature is just nature. Like the Buddha said, if conditions like that, things will be like that. Cannot be like that. So if you apply this to the human mind, the same delusion. things will do deluded things. Selfish people will do selfish things. Angry people will do angry things. Then you realize, hey, everything is just the way it is. Like the Buddha said, I don't have to do anything. I can accept the reality. The condition of that things are just, they are just the way they are. Then you don't have a problem like, ayo, this guy, why he every time, my boss, or my husband, or my wife, or my children, all this no more. Then you not only have this understanding to accept that, then you can actually be with the moment at peace. And with that understanding, you can have love and compassion to it. Because through delusion, they are just the way they are. So it's no more before, where your habitual tendency, your own view, your perception of life and situation due to your views, opinion and conditioning. That's why memory comes in. And this is the one that causes you to react and the lack of peace. And because of that, you were to clearly trace the underlying factor is always the self-delusion. The condition, the selfishness, the greed, the anger, the hatred, and the fear. The evil root comes from that one. Then when it comes to other situations also say, means the world is the world. Human being is just the way they are. The world is the world, the Buddha already explained. By now you all should understand. When conditions are that, things will be like that. That is the reality. Krishnamurti call it what is. You cannot argue with nature. Nature has its own set of laws, nature's law. When conditions are that, nature's law will flow like that. It cannot be otherwise. If you want to change, you want to alter, introduce new conditions. Otherwise, that's why moment to moment life passes by. The past dominates you. You cannot change the past. That's already over. Karma or define it. But it doesn't mean that the future is also set. The future is not set. Because moment to moment, you have the ability to change. If you introduce the appropriate condition from moment to moment, then if you know how to do all those repentance, asking for forgiveness, evoking the power of knowledge, creating affinity, all of it, you can actually clear your karmic obstruction. Then you can give rise to more and more of this favorable condition for your karmic nature to become different, for it to rise. Then your character, your personality, once it transforms and changes due to this right view and right understanding, your nature becomes beautiful. Then as you cultivate with the Bodhisattva understanding, the reason why the Bodhisattva, if they are on the right track with the right understanding, they progress very fast is there. This understanding will continuously build their karmic nature and their spiritual nature, and they will not fall away. They will reach a stage where there is non-regression. Means no matter in what state of existence they are born into, there is no more of this delusion coming in because they have stabilized the understanding. They have reached the third stage of body mind development and completed it. They are moving on to the fourth stage. Means they have realized the true mind, the silent mind, very, very clearly, very stable. Until finally their mundane mind also combined, then their very, very penetrating wisdom and understanding will allow them to move into the fourth stage of body mind development, which is renouncing samsara and just cultivate the death of perfection. By then, if you reach that state, most of the perfection already you have cultivated to quite a lot of extent. In Cantonese, it's called chachapapadri, more or less, very fast in the tradition. Some you could have finished, like certain bodhisattva, their nature is in. Then this nature of mind, it has this special perfection which is completed is Aditana. That's why I my nature know how to use this. I'm very, very good in this. And that was the one that actually helped the cultivation. Otherwise my nature cannot have this understanding. And it cannot teach you all those things that I can't. first part, by now, I believe most of you are clear. Huh? You have to develop the mindfulness until your mind is silent. Just silent and aware. The moment you have this understanding, then you fulfill what I said now in the photo. When you look at it, you know which photo? This one. The full version is this one with Liu Chuleo. I purposely take this pillar. His cultivation is in the Black Pond Sutta. Wu Nian, Wu Xiang, Wu Zhu. These are the three marks of Spinning's special meditative teaching. How many of you don't know these three marks? You all didn't listen to the Oh, Lei Hong Seldom Come. The recording also you didn't listen. Sometimes a bit. This one is the Sunday Kranaku. His teaching is very unique. He said, finally, he wants to go the full way to realize Buddhahood. Where this teaching comes from Diamond Sutta. Understand? The Diamond Sutta. The Diamond Sutta is a sutta that the Buddha spoke. But this sutta doesn't teach you any dhamma. He only tells you how to cultivate. You have to cultivate according to Diamond Sutta. Means, you must cultivate with this understanding. No more. No more of a self-cultivating, no more of living being to be saved, and no more of the phenomenal world, of the condition arising world. No more of life, no more of time. Just like if you cannot cultivate until this level, most of your cultivation is like the fifth basic acid, tinted merit. Understand? You remember he suddenly called the assembly all together and said, please do not waste time on tinted merit. The question of insistent birth and death is very important. You remember? He said, make haste in striving with influence to fruit. Then I intend to hand over the patriarchy to you. Write me a poem. Whoever who can show through the poem that he has already had the understanding, he will hand over the patriarchy. So didn't marry according to the three patriarch, even by Bodhidharma. Remember when the emperor asked him, Liang Wujia. He said, I have built so many temples, monasteries, supported so many monks, and developed so much personal. How much merit can I develop? Bodhidharma developed zero. Point blank, no, tell him, zero. Did he lie? He didn't lie. But to an enlightened being, true merit is without the evil root. Without monk. He still have a part of an emperor doing all. And he do because of what? This is very, very personal. Normal people cannot do, no, only emperor has the capacity to do it. And he is very proud that he has done it. So everywhere there is monk. Everywhere there is monk. So because of that, tinted merit to the cultivator of the way or enlightened being, even the slightest partial delusion is still tinted. Because if you cultivate with a mental intention behind, if your mental intention is to do good, that is greed. Understand? Greed for the world. Even cultivating wholesome things, but as long as your mental intention behind, you still have a mark of a person cultivating, receiving this knowledge. You already become tinted merit. It's not a pure merit. Pure merit means what? No evil root. Just like that day, AB asked me, he said he read the book. Remember? Right off? Same. He said, as long as you contemplate and reflect on Dhamma, that is right off. That is what the book says. And when she read it, she felt that very logical. But the moment those who have liberated and educated, they will straight away tell you it appears like Dhamma, it appears very logical, but if you investigate it to you, they can easily point out to you. You can investigate everything about so-called Dhamma, form, virtue or whatever, as long as you don't have the understanding. Means, what defines right thought? Right thought are thoughts that are free of one. Evil root of greed, hatred and delusion, man. Not necessarily Dhamma, understand now. When there is no mark of the evil root, then it's right thought. So it's nothing to do with whether that thing you call Dhamma or non-Dhamma or as long as you have this ability to avoid all evil, means according to Krishnamurti, don't try to do good. What must you do? The absence of evil is good. Means be aware of the evil root. When you are incapable of evil, you are automatically good. That thought is automatically right thought. That's why before you have the wisdom, Dioniso, you cannot arise right thought. But the user of thought still has delusion. And when you do things, even on the same way, that's why Sotapan, Sakadagami, Anagami still have one minor conceit. Understand? The evil root, the factor, sorry, it's not evil, that factor, minor conceit, is not evil. There is still this, what they call, subtle self delusion. So, because of that, even at the same good way, not until they hit Aranship, he cannot root it out. So this type of cultivation, you will come to understand. If you want to go beyond the sacred way, which is the Bodhisattva way, then your cultivation has to be different. Otherwise, it will take you too long. You are tinted merely, in the Diamond Sutta, remember? We went through Tuesday class. Did you listen to the sharing? He said, even as a normal cultivator of the way within the conditioning for doing things of the way. He said you are given the seven treasure in this universe, remember? And you make offering to all the Buddhas of the three period of time. Your merit is nowhere compared to one person who can understand four stanzas of the Diamond Sutta and teach it to you. The merit developed through that type of cultivation is way beyond what a normal cultivator, even the same way, within the condition of the seven treasure. It's so difficult to have the seven treasure. He assumes you have the seven treasure and can offer it like infinite amount of seven treasure to all the Buddha of the three period of time. That type of merits are nowhere compared to a cultivator who understands four senses of the Diamond Sutta and share. So, tinted merit, no point. It can help you to have good life, good karma. That's it. It's not going to help you to perfect all this virtue, wisdom. So, there is a lot of limitation. But for normal cultivator, tinted karma already good. Sorry, tinted merit is already very good. Understand? For them, they can make aspiration just compared to all the deluded beings. They already way beyond. But compared to the true cultivator, the way I tell you, you are nowhere. You are nowhere. That's why you cannot reach that level of cultivation. But the moment they cultivate this understanding, their nature becomes different. The things that arise is completely beyond your understanding. The normal things cultivators understand. Because there is no mark of any of these three things. So the first no thought mark is really so difficult for the world. Understand? If you can understand the no thought, means you go direct to the true mind, the silent mind. Means your setting is already very stable until you can use it to cultivate the noble profundity through sheep goodness. That's why the Buddha said the moment you are heedful, you are hope. You are destined. And the moment you are heedful, you only heed the first one. Understand? Then from that first one, you clear the sinful grade, no thought, you can realize nirvana, you can become arahant. But for you to go the bodhisattva way, you have to hit the second one, noma. Noma of self-cultivating, noma of beings to be state, noma of the phenomenal world, the condition arising world, or noma of even dhamma or life. So this is a very different type of cultivation. But if you take the bodhisattva way, because of your vow, your understanding, your affinity, and your determination, all these great things now, they will support. Then it will bring forth the way, the cause of you. Then your nature will transform. Then you will hit the second stage. You will know what this noma is all about. No more of the self, no more of living, no more of the phenomenon, no more of life, no more of the mind. You will clear. Once you clear that, your cultivation becomes very different. Then you will reach the third phase of body-mind development, where you will realize your nature and stabilize it until it's very clear. Then after that, you can have the condition where the mundane mind will collapse, then the true mind will shine forth. Then your cultivation becomes clear, you will understand a lot of things. Then you will go on the fourth stage of bodhi-mind development. Renounce samsara. But to you, by then, samsara is already very clear. No issue at all. Time got no more meaning. How long it takes, all no more meaning. But this is not real. When you understand no more, there is no contradiction between the vow you make and the understanding. That this is the unconditional understanding. You do, you are within the condition world. The bodhisattva can come, they perform a mind which is not born due to delusion. Born out of pure mind with love and compassion. Then because they have this understanding, to them that form a mind is not what they are. But they know this form a mind can be used to protect all this. That's why this second characteristic of meaning, cultivation of no mind. The moment you penetrate this, your nature comes. You actually cultivate until you can lead to the stability and understanding until the mundane mind will collapse. And the mundane mind can collapse in any way. Sometimes the bodhisattva come, you will not collapse. It takes them a long time. Just the first two stages of bodhi mind development is still a long, long cultivation. By the time you hit the third phase, you already hit the training stage. The second stage is the Diamond Sutta cultivation. And this is the one that can bring forth the penetrative cultivation and understanding to transform your nature, your cultivation and your culture. Then after your mundane mind collapse, then only you have the condition to realize the third characteristic. Means Wu Nian, Wu Xiang. Means the mind has no meaning. Like the day that Tuesday come, he may ask. He used the word, no production. The mind that is without production. So at first he thought must go to the true mind. But the nature, no production, no use. But it cannot come out and live. You understand now? So that is not the real one. The real one is after your mundane mind collapse, what happens is your nature shines forth. Because when you cultivate until this type of wisdom and understanding, your wisdom nature, which has a vibration, which is so fine until this mundane mind cannot withstand the vibration, that's why it collapses within the form of mind. Then when it collapses, this nature shines forth. Then when this nature shines forth, there is no more mundane mind. There is only the super mundane mind with all the understanding. That's why since the year 1989 until now, this form and mind, this nature has been using that. That's why no more of that gross mind, the one with the image and all the speech, with the gross movement of some kind, no more complete. And there's no movement at all. That's the reason why when I say, even when I share where I deliver the Tuesday class, the Thursday class, even the Sunday talk, or Sunday class and the Monday talk and all the other channels. This nature inside, no movement. It just zuzu as it is. Then how did it share? How does the sharing talk or the Dhamma talk of the side is straight from the heart? It's not from memory. From memory, it cannot teach. Straight from the heart, man. It don't need anything. It only need condition. That's why I say you want to create the condition, you have to ask the question. Then as long as this form of mind is still around, whatever you want to know, you better ask. Then all this understanding can be shared and transmitted. Otherwise, when this form of mind disperses, that understanding, the wisdom that is connected also disperses. Then in future, the new coming, they have to connect again. That's why the form and mind that has this understanding and ability is not easy. You have to have the understanding, the very strong understanding behind to come this way. And all those understanding I already put in that book, new book, Cultivating the Bodhisattva, how to create affinity, all the great things. Then how to develop all the right view of it, so that when you come, you have all this. Life of the life, whether got sasana or no sasana, and all this will be established from you. So this is the part that I want to share, because it so happened that it's a condition. And when we were there, then I saw this word, the six patria, up here is Liu Zhu Bing. See, he has become a Buddha, and he is the only non-samasam Buddha where his Liu Zhu Tan Xin, six patria five-fold sutta, is called a sutta. You know, normally only the teaching of the Buddha is called a sutta. No other master or being has the honor to be entitled to put their teaching as a sutta. And this teaching was not even from Sakyamuni Buddha. Sakyamuni Buddha passed away before him. And for them to allow him that honor to call his teaching the Sutta is actually equating him to be the Samasa Buddha. That's why this Sifu today that leads us around here, he said to them, he is the Buddha of China's modern time. Spiritual Buddha. They recognize him as the Guru to them. He is very good, very beneficial, and they have faith in him. And we were so lucky to have visited this temple. But this is his birthplace. And this is the temple that he actually built. And he lived there very long during his day, and he died there also, Pali Nibbana. Then, because of all this, our trip, it so happened, I didn't even tell them where I want to go, where I don't know. You know, and Papa Suresh Sajjah, I said, no point, yes? What for? Go there. Then later on, funny thing is, after they suggest, the Sikh Patriarch Sutta initially requested. Then we were sharing, you know, and I realized, after 2004, end of 2004, the Bodhisattva Way will not come out. Then the Diamond Sutta will not come out. Then all the teaching I mentioned now, that if it's meant to be, it will be. Then this teacher suddenly saw all the signs. Then I broke up and said, okay, go. Then I never decide who can come, who cannot come, who can answer. And how you all come is by nature's law. I didn't arrange anything. Your ability to understand, and your ability to receive whatever. Not all are equal, you cannot say. But because you have certain roots, even Yun Chan Hunger, he not serious, understand? But he still can't. Why? Because he has the money. That's why he now has a lot of faith. No? He make offering like never before. I never seen him to make offering. And during the chanting, you heard him chant.
Yeah.
Oh, he never chant out last time. Oh.
Oh. Center
no
one yes city
Sumeru
Sumeru
ah you know by river
Yao
river you have Sumeru
Yao
oh Yao
oh Yao to come got Thai
yeah there were a few occasions
yeah even
Mountain 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 Mountain
那营销的那个给很多好 condition 吗
all the special trip 啊
你包括营销啊台湾 China everywhere
啊
比较 after that he also went through the NGO then the KK trip also what his prospect 啊all clearIn the KK tree, you went to it, we went to one temple. No, he went to one temple. Very far, having problem. Every problem with prospect. You remember the temple we went in? Got two medicine Buddha house now.
Yeah.
Yao Sifo, then I told him, you call him right, pay respect and cultivate activity and ask for me, then make aspiration. After that, all clear. He got three things now, after the operation, all clear. The prospect, the...
Kidney stone.
Kidney stone. Three together. All clear.
Quite close around
the
same time.
Yeah, around the same time. All three. So, along this day, like, who come, who don't come, I never want to interfere. Just, it is nature. Your life, you decide. If there is condition, you will be here. If there is no condition, you won't be here. It's as simple as that.Then like Mindy also very new. This is your first trip, isn't it?
Yes.
Then the other one also first trip, right?
Tammy.
And Tammy also, last time
Tammy
went to...
Tammy
went to Burma. 6 months, huh?
Four and a half months.
Wan Chi also first trip, right? Wan Chi
also first trip.
Oh, you never joined us before. Never mind.
Yeah.
Then all over already. Then last time I remember after that trip to Thailand, she told me is it and after that, then I say. But I add in the condition, unless there is condition. Condition keep on arising was because the last 2 years, I tell you, there is a lot of very strong signs from up there that it manifests because the Kayamita has the affinity and the condition also manifests. That's how all the signs come. And you understand my nature.I cannot do things using what my mind want. Cannot one. No condition, nothing happen one. Unless the sign of condition, then something for you. Then people whom I know or I don't know, if there is condition, the Dhamma will be shared. If there is no condition, even people whom I know, how close, cannot be shared, cannot be shared. This one is no longer like aOrdinary being who use the memory, the brain to consider things and to decide things. It cannot. This one use the nature. And the nature will not, you will understand. No? There are a lot of things meant to be for me. That's why I really explained it by Amy. It's supposed to be a test, a severe test. It could be an obstruction. But luckily the faith increased and he'sI was in Suyang, I had a Sufu there. I remember Suyang said, maybe you want to come.
they want to come, she will come.
But I know she will come. I know she will come.
No, when she want to come, she will have the condition to come.
But
if she doesn't, and what?
No doubt at all.
Yeah, this time very strong. This time very strong. That's why this time is to clear this one. No. Because she benefited the most. She cleared everything almost. Then the condition is like meant to be on. After the first night, you will ask the other, only a few the first night. Then he asked a question, and clear. After clear already, along the way, the next day, that's it. Again, your condition, you come and talk to me, then we share the money. Then all this teaching come out.
That's part of my doubt also regarding right
talk. Yeah, I know, right talk and all this. And all this, all of a sudden, how come it can happen and it can clear? You think she planned, I planned. I didn't even know. But my nature can sense, when condition arise, things will happen. Then that night after she asked the question, after I answer, then she did. She came, pay respect. I was sitting there with the table. Then I knew. Then the next morning, tell my wife. Then I heard. I think she talked to me also breakfast. Until last night, be cool.
I also be cool.
Be strong energy.
All night be cool.
Because what we share that time was meant for those up there to listen to the one. Then these are the teachings that you see the six patriarchs, Sutta, this place for a lot of beings on who actually heard his teaching before and cultivating his teaching on. And the Dhamma professor, before we come, we already know. And like I used to tell you, months before when we make the decision, they already know when it's coming again. So a lot of this they will reach for us. Like yesterday, that temple we're not supposed to visit one. Somehow the condition arrived, you go on. Even the other trip, you remember, just now I shared with you, Putosa. He took us to the commercialized, most famous and biggest one. Very impressive, a lot of people go in, donate that one. Then we're supposed to request for a place. So the doctor told me, Mr. Earl also told me, he said the doctor talk to the effort here, no problem. He said you come, we'll allocate you a place and all things. And when I went with that doctor, because that day they were doing so good business, there was no time for you. Then later on, when we were outside, we met another Sufu. Then we told that Sufu that Emperor Bastai promised us a place and all. He said, Then he said, okay, we are Sufu promised to you. He said, we will allocate a place for you. But only you ask for us, he heard also. He said, only to be used by you all, but because you were visitor, you only restricted to this. Then with all the commercialized people coming in with the young and all, he expected us to meditate and he's sharing there. I look at our viewer, I said, Nesu, then he said, he heard another man say, 这一间不适合你们. Then this one is not a transfer. 你要去隔壁那些是transfer. So I say, we go lah. Then that Tong Yu really money market, no, 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 that. So it's not in the program.
No, the
700 running fee for a bus to take $5 there.
Ayo!
And less than 1 week, or less than 2 kilometers away, no? You say you want, you have to pay, no? You have to pay, no? Then come back also have to pay, no?
you know, I think Song and you will be earning like 5 hours, I remember.
He did the first trip.
Song,
yourself,
my wife,
four.
Five hours.
Mr. Er,
Michael
will go, eh?
I think Mr. Er. So, Mr. Er. What happened? When the bus took us there, no, the bus stopped. I looked inside, I can feel. I said, this is the right place. Then we walked in. It's like the Hutuosan Park, with all the bamboo trees at the side. Then you walk the street. At the entrance there, the moon gate, you pass by, there's the Kuan Yin there waiting. And they allocate to us that big hall where the monks meditate on. And not the same one. He know the way we walk mindfully and we did the one day retreat and the meal and all those things, the way we wash our things is very different. And they know and they can feel.
And he invited us back to have retreat there.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, that's where I can go. Yeah, that day, I was told you cannot go in. Go in, come out, also jam. Everything is jam, and everything is expensive. So don't worry if there is condition, things will happen, but don't have to be there. I share with you, cultivation is only within, it can be anywhere. Nature of all these living, they are ever ready for the cultivator of the living. You must have that virtue, the faith, the sincerity, and the perseverance to develop that affinity and setup. And when you are ready, you will connect. And the connection is by give that energy that I have. It's just like you have a pipe. Okay. The moment you have that pipe to connect, then like water. Will flow from high pressure to low pressure. It's just like that. We know their nature is different. So they are the higher being with the understanding. The nature, like I explained to Envy, because this nature is so different now. Even at the plane, I can feel the beings are drawing. It's very strong. Then when I arrive, also very strong. Then some of you will feel it because. I asked how many of you manage the silence in your mind and meditate. And before we take off, I send the message. Remember to develop the faith, then the mindfulness leading to the faith. Then you will benefit. Yeah, at the briefing also I say the same thing. That's why if you were to listen attentively to what I share and say, it will benefit you tremendously. So what happened was when this thing happened, this nature already has become a system I did. The more you all draw, the cultivator draw, the more powerful this nature becomes. It's not like what the human being thinks. You can people draw the energy, either you think can get depleted, or non human can kind of pollute you. There's no such thing. Just this type of nature, this type of energy, all those not going this way cannot draw, cannot even come.
So, Roger, do you feel that there are more people drawing your energy?
Over. He already told you. He last time go to that group, the meditation group. He sit down. He thought very easy. No, 1 minute was like hell. So difficult to endure. He thought just sit on you. Then today he said he did join us from the beginning. He like not invited lah. Then he came in towards the end before we ring the bell.
Ring the bell,
you
still meditate.
Yeah, because he sit down only. He feels so calm, so still and so quiet. How come a non-cultivator like you can feel and you cannot feel? Your thought is moving. You have not developed the true faith. And you have the true faith, you become very different. You become like some of the Paramita. Especially when you at the Da Xiong Chan Si, you remember when we reached the hall of the three great beings, the Si Fang Chan Si. I tell you with the Aminipo, Aminipo, the background music, then we all silent our mind. The moment you silent your mind, you draw your head. And a lot of people are moved to see it. Elsie, Song, Mimi, Mimi, the mudra also came out. Then many of you were very still, very silent. How come you can feel that? It's because of the activity. Meant to be with you. Then when you go in, when you see everybody like that, that's why that now you open also share. You see, your group very really different now. No. You're not five here one now. You go in, it is so quiet, he can feel anything. He can sense it also. That's why he was standing there. Wow. Then today his big boss also follow us. Wow.
Yeah.
The big boss was second last, he was the last. Mr. Er and the wife was the third last and the fourth last. Then you all follow behind him. Who was the one? Maybe say the petty one. Then was the big boss, the Huike. Alicia T. said you can not talk to her. So I tell you, Huike, oh, how are you? Like you address him in a very nice way. So your question is, did anybody draw? I don't know who draw.
Do you feel a lot of people drawing nowadays?
Every time you travel with me, you silence your mind, you like patak one, I tell you. You not only draw, you will receive a lot of you way beyond your talk. That's why I said you all don't know what is happening. Unknowingly, even you have changed a lot, transformed a lot, you start to move a lot already. The only thing is you cannot move so fast because you don't know how to silence your mind. But you did a lot of good things. Your merit is fantastic. Here you bring this far, you are the one that invited me to out to share. No, not only that, the first no, because of the condition. At that time, actually, like I share with you, 59 until 2004, 15 years now. For 15 years, this nature didn't do anything. Then, I think up there, they know. Just otherwise, Kuan Yin don't come, Nitria later on don't come also. Because of 2004, she is the one that has the condition. That's why it mesh, then the letter come. At that time, for no reason, I told my wife, I said, hey, I think we should join this. Because she sent out this Vipassana Center news letter. They put me like member, so I didn't know. A trip to I said, after 15 years, I just want to know what the Buddhists within the Theravada tradition are doing. So I tell them, shall we join? He said, yes. Okay. So Yun Chan was so kind, he called up. He said, sorry, the devil. He said, full already. He said, full already. Oh, full. Okay, never mind. Then I said, anyway, you can, you put us on reserve for what? For people go out, you let me know. Then a few days before that trip, suddenly call me. Spiritually, we got 2 person who withdraw. Then I think you and your wife can join. Then I said, look, Sadhu, okay. Then he's supposed to come and collect money and bring me on the thing. At first, because she's supposed to call me and lost my phone contact, only got my address, so forced to come to my house. And I remember the first time she comes, I think 9 o'clock, talk until midnight. Then until Raymond called, that night I didn't even know who Raymond is. I said, until I got to go already, but I have to call. And the books and all of that, And all this, after that, they will become different again, no, the next sasana. From this sasana, if they plant the seed of bodhi, then develop that love, the aspiration, that right view, right? Then even without sasana, they come with this nature, they have the understanding, they will progress very fast. And by the time the next sasana, they are great beings. Some of them, their nature can be beyond what I am now. This nature. But what is more important is I forgot to share one thing that earlier crossed my mind. You see, you think this nature is very powerful or nothing. Compared to being is nothing. I still need to count as a form in mind, then connect. Then after that, 9 more months before the mundane mind collapse. Cleaning, he was born with the mundane mind. No need to wait for connect one. How to compare with such a being? He no need to come and connect one. Means he has wait the while to be born right after one without the mundane mind. And you think you want, you can get.
So
in this way, even you want an animal, chicken, or whatever food, so there is affinity. What is more important is when you understand how to use the form and mind, that is the most important. Then you take care of karmic nature. Then you don't create all this kind of enmity and all those things. Then you must know how to ask for forgiveness. How to put the karmic offense. I mean, this one is very like you. They only do time with. His fourth one is also very powerful. And she also very good, no? You know, the way she asked for Chan Wei, it's from all beings, no?
Yes,
including all the enlightened, with 2, 4, 3, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4, out. He wants prostration, he can pay respect to all the great things, the enlightened being and the Buddha, of all the 10 directions among them, of 3 periods of time.
Past,
present, and future. That's why very complete, and he can do it because he has the understanding, he has the virtue, and he really wants prostration. He actually fulfilled all this. And he wants to be the first to invite the Buddha. Then, like you mentioned, the form of is coming of obsession. That's why this type of thing, when they come, all this they can care already. Yeah, show it to you already. Correct. Like I explained to Amy as you are there, that first night, like technology, and once you develop the advancement, you got all this prototype to show it to you, to improve on it, to modify on it, and come out with the latest model and more efficient. It's so much easier than the guy looking for the prototype, isn't it? So, like technology, the moment you understand, you progress very fast. So, our last 30, 40 years of civilization, we actually progress so much faster than the last 5,000 years. 5,000 years, we were still working backwards. How is this possible? Because of the advancement of science and technology. So spiritual training also says, you go this way, you will come to encounter all those, like the great scientists, you are a physicist, you are a scientist, you will have access to all these papers they wrote, all these books and all those things. Then you can understand very fast, and you can also modify and come up with better. So if you are in this class, doing all these things, you will meet a lot of being with this understanding. Then you can learn from each other. That's why the more you share, the more you allow people to draw. Spiritual cultivation is the opposite of material. The more you give, the more your nature receives. Then all this you will come to know. It is completely opposite of. Not like Kung Fu, you scared you teach and go back to you know, when you share, no matter what that being do, unless it's past, it's way beyond your level and cultivation, there is not much you can do. Yes, he is beyond what you have learned, cultivated, or perfected. But if those that are below you, you don't worry. Sometimes they can move very fast. But these are the beings. The moment they move, the faster they move, the stronger your nature is. That is like the direct selling. They are your downline. If your downline do very well, your upline that's why you don't used to be, oh, you are to be follow more faster than you. Then the, you are seeing the ego of that. You come. Yeah, this one is in a way like direct selling. Your downline more powerful, better still. That's why you must be a good trainer. You must be a good nature that can train, like the Buddha, he got this virtue, teacher of man and God, an incomparable guide in this universe. if you have this quality, your nature will become very different. And as you cultivate and go back, you will go beyond and you will become very, very different. Yeah. This is the cultivation based on understanding. And the understanding is unending. Because every civilization, every universe, every condition behind every being is all different. And what they call, they call in science what the probability or the what they call. It is like you all Chinese got a word, Qian Bian Wan Hua or what? Yeah, like you play chess, there's a lot of variation. The word is variation. There is tremendous variation of probability. So you cannot say I have understood everything. No such thing. You have to understand it. The civilization keep on evolving. Consciousness keep on evolving, unending. But you can perfect until the fully enlightened. That one, because it is set in the nature's law. If you finish that type of perfection, you return to the oneness nature, similarity of source. It's not you, it's not person. It's that nature that is perfected, become one with the source. That's why it has that all known language. So in that sense, he is the fully enlightened. That this is the maximum that people can realize and reach. Return to the source already. What else do you want? It's not a being, it's not a person. So once you hit that, that is the like the boundary condition, the limit to what people can do within the condition. So once you have this understanding, that is totally different. What I'm sharing with you, the wisdom, the understanding is unending, because when you come as a form in mind, the cultivation is unending. Because keep on evolving, and this one is evolving the form in mind. Nothing to do with that nature. So as a form in mind, you come. The ability to develop understanding is unending. Every civilization is different, every living being is different, every condition. Probability and variation is all completely different. Like your fingerprint, no two is the same. Like that you have code, no two is the same. It is as sophisticated and complex as that. But when you understand, you got nothing to do with all debate. This one is within the conditional. Within the conditional, everything also got up. Understand? Like the day I share in India, I say my wife Anna used to tell me, my second last master, used to tell them, got some more, higher one, then can see this, I see you won't go here. It's all within the field of thought, what is there to see? I'm ending, Lord. I see everything, all a lot. You pass that field, then you want, even like Amitabha, he can cultivate until pure land also manifest. Within the condition world, this kind of thing can arise. But it's what you develop through the understanding. The understanding is within the field of thought. There is a lot of variation, a lot of possibility. You can create what you want. But end of the day, it's still within the field of thought, within the existential world. That's why your power can be very powerful. But it's not a matter of this form and mind want to do or not. Really, you've got nothing to do. There is no mark of all these things. Otherwise you cannot break free, otherwise you will go and keep on chasing. And as a bodhisattva also, you can actually end up staying there for a long time. You know, you learn from another lineage who like this type of thing. Then they keep on making how to create all this. You can end up like that also. But it doesn't mean that you will be lost. You will be stagnant at that level. Understand? Then you like to deal with all those things. Then you cannot hit the third stage of holy mind development. Then you like the field of thought. So they can make power and all things for all these things to arise. So all this is what the cultivator will develop through understanding. Then when you have the understanding, your cultivation will become very straight one. You will know what the field of thought, a lot of possibility, a lot of things one. But why you want to know all this? Unless there is condition, then you act out, you flow, then you move, then you develop the understanding. No condition, nothing happened. Ah, if you do that, you are very safe. Understand now? But there is no like greed to be adventurous or to try this, to try that. The former advice doesn't do all this anymore. It's just called a flow. No condition, nothing. No condition. Right. That the wild, everything very straight. It will just flow. So, end of the day, the cultivation will bring forth all this understanding to the form and mind. It needs the form and mind, otherwise you cannot come. It needs the form and mind to connect, to have the understanding. Then this form and mind can share with the world and talk about all these things. Otherwise all this is not possible. But the form and mind is not you. You have to reach the fourth stage to have this clear understanding that the form and mind is really not you. And you can live it. And you will know every line you cut the vehicle and the tool is just a segmented line, chemically conditional, nothing more. So all this will be very clearly mapped out and understood by the individual segmented line that comes. So with this understanding and this sharing, I hope you all go back, read that book again, calculate it, then mark them down. Cannot be what you come to
do. The white
book. No, blue one with the
quantity.
Oh, that one I have.
Oh,
that
one you have.
Really, later on, after the Buddha relic there, he thought we only interested in come here to meditate for a while, then we go on. So he said, if there's a case, then that relic place is the best, with the air cost and everything. Then I said, no, my idea, I want to go there also, because we already made an insurance effort to use it. He said, Then I said, I need to explain certain things to you all. Oh, okay, okay. If that is the case, he said, go away, can you ship? Then after that, I said, pray, realize the payment. He said, depend, see how it is. So that's why we went there first. Then by then, I see the time, not much to do. I had to stop at 5:30 because I allow 1 hour for to finish the sightseeing. Then when I went back to the relic place, all closed. Only the monk next door, they were having their chanting. So what I want you to understand is, when you have the condition, and for you all, when you have the faith, when he took us around, you remember, there were so many of these patriarchs, and because of the six patriarchs, nature and everything, your nature also developed the understanding and the affinity with all your faith. Then all this will move inside. Then together with the relic there, the Lao Po, there is Sakyamuni Buddha's relic. That's why he teaches to recite Namo Bensi Si Jia Wang Yisong. Then after that, Namo Bensi Si Jia Wang Yisong. Namo. Then he repeat, Then finally, he end. Because we were so many of us, we almost go around 1 round. Then he hit the last floor, which is our open. Then you all there very slow. So the Sufu also move very slowly. Then I knew it. Then I start to move forward. Then I see at the back catch up. Then after that he moved on. Then he continuously developed that chanting. Yeah, he knew we were not the Mahayana traditional. Yeah, later on I explained to me, I said we are all actually from the Theravada tradition. Then most of them, without the Mandarin base of their English educator. So because of that, the Sufu said, he knows so. So he read us in that thing, it's meant to be. Normally, you go there, I saw outside the counter there, people have to pay money to go in there, to just pay respect or whatever. They are supposed to remove all these relics already. They're closed for renovation. So you all timing. That's why I say Yanfen. You all very lucky come at the right time. Still got a chance to visit and see. Then he lead us in and help us to do all those things. That's why the boss, Mr. Er said the boss, the waiter, he was so happy. He also got good karma. He purposely came from Guangzhou to deliver the
Guiqia.
And because of that, he come at the right time. Then he was following us wrong. Then Mimi said, oh, that fact guy. So you see, he got condition. Even Tamil, do travel, also can be fun of it. And you know why people have to follow us, because since the first trip, when Song was crying, he was also crying. After that, he thought Song influenced him. He walked away, almost, I think, about 100 meters away. Yeah, he still crying. He asked Song, why he also crying. Ask the send two messages to another person. Then I say, no wonder you become a local guy, from Malaysia. Otherwise, you cannot be, you must have the fun. Then from the year onward, the boy and him become people. Last time, the first time he did it, he was like gangster. He talked like gangster. But now he's so polite, now he learned how to sadhu. And you know Yeah, that day at the Kuan Yin temple, he said, I cannot tahan. He said, what with us? Because actually, he inside, his nature, in the past, he's done a lot of merits. But he didn't know. Then he got affinity. Just like this line, he follows like that. He developed a lot of wholesomeness. Then he has the affinity. But he didn't know and make the aspiration to cultivate the Buddha Dhamma. So that's why he will never have the condition to go into Dhamma. So there are a lot of conditions behind everything that comes up. So the wife also has faith. So far, third trip already. And you know, the second trip is supposed to lose money. Then the renminbi went up, then somehow we also help you when we cut off one of the show. Then later on, after I saw him again, well, he was driving a bus already, you know. Hey, this guy doing very well. Despite what happened, no.
But that thing he said, that trip that were before some trip, he just
break even. He almost lost
because,
money.
Because we cut off that.
Yeah, that show lah, that show.
And then the hotel, I think he moved in
Shanghai.
He moved us to Oscar.
Yeah.
He should cut down the food. So much food wasted.
No, he told me just now. He budgeted like that, they will make sure they don't cheat him. Because Mr. Er got a very
generous
type of. He wants to make sure we are well taken care of. Food must be enough. So he has to tell the local tour guide, the baker. He said, other things we can discuss, but this good thing we cannot. Hotel must be good, then he come and check. Then food, I give you a good budget, you make sure it's good. So they are not cheating, that's why they order it. This one is like package review. This type of budget, this type of menu. That's why
he
make sure.
Actually, according to him, he go for the higher one more, but
correct,
so that everybody can
have enough.
More than enough.
So you never complain, the hotel, the food.
He
would prefer, even if he lose money, he will make sure this done. Then I like him because in China, he has this ability to deal with them and talk to them. When things not right, he can be very fair. By the time he's toned down a lot, the first treatment, the second treatment, he's very fair. And they really have to comply because there was Jiuzhaigou when he came out. The incident, I don't know all of you know about it or not. Actually, there was a landslip. Immediately after we ran in, there was a landslip. Landslip. Cannot come out. Then on the day we supposed to come out, they somehow tell us, not open yet. So, the Taoyu come and discuss with me. He said, we got two choices. One, take the longer route, which is 14 hours longer. The other one is go that route and try our luck. We may be jammed there for more than 14 hours. We are not open, and we have to sleep on the bus. Then the hotel will go here. Then you know what happened? Then they ask me, I don't know about the China route, but my nature tells me I want to talk to the driver. I talk to you, want to use the driver, no bad, he every off and on driver. To the driver, the Sufu very good. He explained to me, Then after that, I said, okay, Sufu or something, trust him. If it were you, which route you take? He straight away, he said, because of what happened, I will take you on the new route, the longer route, for a short distance, there, so that you can see all those nice things on the way, which you never get to see them. Then after that, we cut back and we join back. Because by then, he said, should be open to me. He said he trusts the government. The government said that time is more than that. You know what happened? When we took the opening route, the four seasons, not supposed to see one. Four seasons in one place. Snow white. Then we saw the scenery, everything. Wow, it was so beautiful. And we even go to that mountain place where the Hill tribe people, they were staring off, again, shopping. And they were full of joy, you know. Then after that, when we come down, if we meet back the old, actually, you look at it, jam until neck to neck, no open, normally all the truck all there, you ask them. So people thought, say, you know, sleep on the road, really.
My concern
there,
was that no pilot. The
sea
is on this side, the mountain on the other
see,
side.
See, see, Sankara Mo, this guy. But my nature say I trust my nature. The reality is that things will be like that. Nothing you can do about it. Then all of a sudden, for no reason, hey, how is your law? Then every vehicle started to move on. Then all clear. Then because of the flight detour and the shock there, the driver says, if we were to go to that hotel which was planned, we will arrive midnight and then you know what happened? Mr. Earth make a call. The boss very good, no? Last minute also can cancel the hotel and change one nearer one, no? Then that one Jasmine went for massage alone. The whole one group go, then she stay back on, you know, come back and she get no. I tell you, you'll never believe. And the hotel was so beautiful, so nice. So we stay there. Sometimes and he has the power to deal with all these people and this type of thing. And no extra cost, nothing. Then we also went up to the town. I remember I was with Mimi and Alicia. We buy the flower, you know.
Oh, yes.
You were also there.
No, I didn't know.
She takes the or we took taxi. All these are meant to be here in Porto Pisa. And all the flowers. We carry the flower up to Chai Ko, that look higher one. Carry up, song was also there. And the monkey and all those things.
Then we hide the fruits and back.
Sam and the wife also were very good at that time. Then there was also one of the very beautiful. So that's the reason why I told Mama Suri, we choose brother. Mr. is because he's reliable and he got affinity with the super gentle. So because of that, it's meant to be on. He will have the condition to come with that. So
tomorrow, are
we
going to another?
Yeah, tomorrow. Do anything? Something like that. It's only
but
in the morning. 1.5 hour only, they say, after breakfast.
There
we got a lot of time.
But tomorrow also, we check out 8:30. We don't go shopping already. We straight.
9 o'clock. No more shopping.
9 o'clock.
The bus move up. 9 o'clock.
So after move up, then we don't go shopping already.
No,
they want us to go back to the shop.
No.
So I tell
them,
no need to go shopping.
Tomorrow we change to the
meditation.
The morning,
you
already wear the meditation clothes,
right? Can't be just like
today,
check in first.
I have to ask Mr. Because some certain hotel they allow only 2 o'clock.
Yeah, 2 o'clock.
I have to confirm.
No, never mind. Even 2 o'clock, what we can do is we drop by to visit the place first. Then about 1 something, like the day, 1 something, go to a hotel, check in everything first. Then we can go.
Because they have appointment with the
function.
Because tomorrow we are.
I know, what time?
What time
they didn't tell me. Oh, you will find out more.
Breakfast time.
7:30 tomorrow. No, that one I know. During breakfast time, find out. Then we readjust it.
I
would say
we'll reach there between
12:30
to
2. Very early, is it? Early lunch. Early lunch. So we skip shopping. I think you'll. He said 1.5 hour
So maybe
so about 11 o'clock.
Maybe we can have an hour rest.
Yeah, then go and meet. I think the hotel room are sure ready. You got big group, they will give No, they reserve for you already one, they cannot rent out to people.
No,
people checking out
the meditation. Yeah, it's a weekday. It's a weekday, and if there's a booking, it's car, chow, car, back to back. Then it's a group check in.
11:30.
Let us recall to mind all the wholesomeness that we have given for this session. Then we rejoice. Then after that, we will share marriage with all the things, starting with the dealer. We rejoice first.
Tidak menyakinkan hukum, sudah.